Chum salmon filled the nets of fishermen in District 15 this week. Fishermen sat out for the first commercial opening of the season on Sunday. Wyatt Ray Fournier is a management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Haines.
We caught a lot of chum down there on the lower end, and although we put in some area and some time restrictions on our fleet, we had end up about 100 permits fishing, and they caught probably a little over 65,000 chum.
That trend's pretty close to last year's numbers.
Last year, of course, was one of our largest chum years, and we caught about 78,000. So we're pretty close to last year, but we had maybe about 20 less boats.
Ray Fournier says fishermen caught good-sized salmon.
Pretty good haul for everybody. The chum were big and bright. 9.5, 10-pound chum were being caught. There were some big sets down there on the southern line, and with all this southern wind, they actually blew the chum all the way up the canal, and people were catching them all the way up by Sherman Rock.
These are hatchery chum from the Douglas Island Pink and Chum Hatchery.
Sometimes we call them enhanced chum that are returning to the Boat Harbor Terminal Harvest Area and also the Amalga Harbor Terminal Harvest Area. So these chum come in pretty early, and this is the very beginning of the run, but it's looking very, very strong.
Well, the hatchery chum return is off to a good start. So far, the wild sockeye run is not.
Sockeye were very scarce, very below average on our sockeye harvest. And in fact, until we got this sun and the water started moving, we didn't have very many fish in the weirs either. So now we're starting to get a few more fish coming into the weirs. I think we're about 150 fish over at the Chilkoot.
Ray Fournier says low sockeye numbers are on par with other areas around the state. In part, he says recent low water levels may have affected fish returning to the Chilkat and Chilkoot rivers, though that's changed in recent days.
We had some sun here, but we didn't have any snowpack, so we really had to wait until the sun got way back there on those glaciers before we could really start getting some flow. And that really just happened during the last 48 hours.
This week, high water levels set off flood warnings in Haines and led to a road closure in the Upper Valley.
We're at full bank on the Chilkat River, and then our crews that travel up to the lake have to go up the Sirkoo River, and it's flowing really fast right now. There's a lot of water coming down. And that's good. That's what a lot of these fish will be doing. They'll mill out in these inlets and wait till that water flow and temperature and chemistry is just right for them, and then that's the signal for them to push up the river.
Ray Fournier hopes to see more sockeye in the department's fish weirs soon. The next commercial gillnet opening is this Sunday at noon.
And we'll close down again Tuesday at noon, so we're still in Chilkat Chinook salmon management. So our Chilkat Chinook salmon are in our commercial fishery for the first 3 weeks. We see quite a few of them historically in the catch. So for the first 3 weeks of the season, we'll have these limitations as we try to maximize the number of Chinook that can make it through the fishery and make it up into the river to spawn. And that's our strategy to help rebuild the Chilkat king salmon stock.
Earlier this year, the Board of Fish designated Chilkat Chinook as a stock of concern. Local fisheries are under strict management to try to protect the fish.
We'll see a little bit more of our night closures. We'll have a little bit more of 6-inch max mesh restriction, but we will have a little bit more area on the bottom end.
Ray Fournier says he expects to see a few more boats in District 15 this coming week, as the chum salmon catch is leading other districts. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.